Chapter 7. A New Life for Oliver. Outside the police station, Mr. Brownlow saw Oliver lying on the ground, trembling. Mr. Brownlow looked at the boy, and for a moment he thought he recognised him. "Poor boy, poor boy," said Mr. Brownlow. "Call a coach, somebody, quickly!" The coach stopped at a big house in a quiet street. Oliver was ill with a fever for days. During that time, Mr. Brownlow and his housekeeper, Mrs. Bedwin, looked after him. One day, Oliver saw a painting of a woman on the wall. He asked Mrs. Bedwin who the woman was, but she did not know.
"Her eyes look sad," said Oliver. "It seems as though she's looking at me and wants to talk to me."
Later, Mr. Brownlow came to see Oliver. While he talked, he looked at Oliver's face and then at the picture on the wall. The features and expression on the two faces were exactly the same. When Oliver woke up the next day, the painting wasn't there. Oliver was sad because he loved the face of the beautiful lady. These were happy days for him. Everything was very quiet, and everybody was very kind. He played cards with Mrs. Bedwin and listened to all her stories. He received new clothes for the first time in his life. One evening, Mr. Brownlow asked Oliver to come to his study to talk. He told Oliver that he wanted to hear the story of his life. Before Oliver could start, Mr. Grimwig, a friend of Mr. Brownlow's, arrived. Mr. Grimwig was sure that Oliver was a thief. He wanted to prove his theory to his friend.
"Mr. Brownlow, didn't you buy some books from the bookshop that you wanted to return and get your money back?" asked Mr. Grimwig.
"Yes, that's correct," replied Mr. Brownlow.
"Well, while we talk, why don't you ask Oliver to return your books to the bookshop?" said Mr. Grimwig.
Oliver wanted to help Mr. Brownlow, so he said,
"Yes, I can take them, sir. I'll be very quick."
Mr. Brownlow thought Mr. Grimwig was wrong about Oliver and that Oliver was a good boy.
"Get the books, Oliver," he said.
"I'll return in 10 minutes, replied Oliver.
Then he went to the bookshop. Mr. Brownlow took out his watch and put it on the table.
"He'll return in 20 minutes, he said.
"Do you really expect him to return?" asked Mr. Grimwig.
"I don't. He has new clothes, some valuable books, and a £5 note. He'll find his old friends and laugh at you. If that boy returns to this house, I'll be very surprised."
Night came, and the two men sat without talking, looking at the watch on the table.